By remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Burundi received its first batch of vaccines on Thursday after a major about turn by the government. The East African country is one of the last countries in the world to inoculate its people against COVID-19, and its leaders had previously downplayed the severity of the coronavirus pandemic, but they took delivery of 500,000 donated doses of China's Sinopharm vaccine. The health ministry said a day earlier that vaccinations against COVID-19 will begin next week if all goes well. Burundi's change of heart leaves the largely closed-off nation of Eritrea as the only African country that has yet to launch vaccination campaigns, while North Korea insists it has no cases of the disease and has rejected any vaccines. Its health minister says Thursday's delivery of the Chinese vaccines is not connected to the expected arrival of doses from the World Bank at the end of the month. Russia called on pension-age doctors who quit during the pandemic for safety reasons to return to their jobs on Thursday, as the authorities reported a record one-day tally of COVID-19 cases, as well as a record number of deaths. The Kremlin has blamed the rising toll on Russia's slow vaccination campaign and has appealed to people to get the shot. Take-up has been slow, with many Russians citing distrust of the authorities and fear of new medical products. Officials claim only a third of the population, or 43 million people, have been inoculated. Russia was fast to develop and launch its Sputnik vaccine when the pandemic struck last year, and has since approved three other vaccines. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Greece on Thursday expanded a defense agreement with the United States days after